Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here on this first day of October. Actually, remember, it's one of my best friends growing up. It's her birthday. So Amber, if you're listening, happy birthday. Okay, so we are in 1 Corinthians and chapter 11. This is a longer chapter, so we're going to be reading verses 1 through 17 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. Be imitators of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brothers, that you remember me in all things and hold firm the traditions, even as I deliver them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head, but every woman praying or prophesying with her head uncovered dishonors her head. For it is one and the same thing as if she were shaved. For if a woman is not covered, let her hair also be cut off. But if it is shameful for a woman to have her hair cut off or be shaved, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to have his head covered, because he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For man is not from woman, but woman from man. For man wasn't created for the woman, but woman for the man. For this cause the woman ought to have authority over her own head, because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the woman independent of the man, nor the man independent of the woman in the Lord. For as woman came from man, so a man also comes through a woman, but all things are from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it appropriate that a woman pray to God unveiled? Doesn't even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering. But if any man seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither do God's assemblies. But in giving you this command, I don't praise you that you come together not for the better, but for the worst. Mind if I pray for you? Oh boy, this is one of those passages that is difficult to walk through. But Lord, I thank you for these kinds of passages that remind us that the Bible is not just written for all time, but it's also written for those of us, for those people in context. This is written to the Corinthian believers in the Corinthian church, in that culture, in that time. And in the principle behind covering of the head is basically all of us being under authority. And nowadays, it is not culturally correct or incorrect to cover your head. It's not culturally incorrect or correct for a man to have long hair. And so these are specific instructions for that particular time. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that that you inspired the Apostle Paul to give specific instructions. And I just thank you so much that you love the church so much that you will give them direction. And Lord, in light of that, I pray for discernment in our cultural context. I pray for discernment in the way that we do church today and how we minister to others and how we present ourselves to the world. Because in actuality, we are all under your authority. We are all under your covering. And Lord, I just confess some of the sins of the American church, at least, to you right now, and ask for your forgiveness in our worshiping of power structures, our worshiping of Christian celebrities, which those two words together don't make sense to me. Lord, we've wrongly believed that the measurement of growth is numbers in the pews, but actually the measurement of growth that you look for is a discipleship growth, a growth of our hearts getting more and more alive with you, us being more and more obedient to the Holy Spirit within us. And yet, Lord, we have relegated church planting to a corporate model where it's all about numbers and influence and things like that. Lord, it just reminds me that when you decided to change the world, you had a handful of disciples, and they were men and women that were surrounding you in your closer circle. And you poured your life into those people. And then they were a small group, and they poured their lives into the lives of small groups as well. And Lord, your way of doing things is just countercultural. It's different. And so, Lord, I thank you for that. And I thank you that when I think of it that way, you're calling me to pour into the lives of others. and not to make a big splash, not to make a name for myself, but to make a name for you, because you are King of Kings, you are Lord of Lords, you are worthy of all my worship, you're worthy of all my praise, and I worship you for caring about the church so much. I pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day on this first day of October. This podcast today is brought to you by the book that just released, Love, Pray, Listen, Parenting Your Wayward Adult Kids with Joy. And that's put out by Bethany House, and you can buy it wherever books are sold. This is a book for parents who are walking alongside their adult kids and having a hard time with it. And if you're like someone in my demographic, most of my friends are walking this journey. And so it's a book to give you encouragement, a book to give you hope, and a book to bring joy to you despite what your adult kids choose. So pick it up wherever books are sold. I think I said that already. Sorry for the repetition, and I hope you have an amazing day.